Following the outbreak of cholera in Accra, the AMA has activated its task force to confiscate foods being sold at unhygienic places. As at yesterday, 10 cases have been reported, 9 at Agbogbloshie and 1 at Odona. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the public relations officer, Numu Blafo, said more cases are to be expected. The task force has since begun work and will target areas that recorded the cholera cases. He called for precautionary measures to avoid the spread of the disease. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
There are issues that I would say contribute to cholera having a stand or attacking people within the metropolis. One, Accra itself is a low-lying area, and therefore we don't even need much rains to get flooded. And recently we also had this problem of the spillage of the Weja Dam, which caused a lot of problems. So anticipating what we have already experienced in the past, we issued an alert that people should be very careful as to how they manage their refuse and all that, so that we don't record such cases. But as of this morning, we have recorded 10 cholera cases, 9 in Dashedu Keteke, a sub-metro that is around Agbogbloshie, and then we have another one in the Odona area, which is also within the Osu Klote sub-metro. And if you look at all these areas, they have some kind of similarities. The issue of sanitation, and then the issue of, I would say, crowded areas like the slums, which I would say unapproved settlements or illegal settlements, we have them in this area. So it's not something that will say, it's not out of place actually.
So are we to expect more cases in the coming days?
Well, since we've already experienced or have a report of one, even one, we don't know people who may attend to that one and how they also take care of themselves so that they don't attract this disease. Actually, cholera, as we see it, is contracted. Getting in touch with people who have it, and maybe after getting in touch with them, you don't clean your hands well, or you don't wash your hands well, you don't clean yourself well, and then you eat with your hands or you touch food and eat it that is cold food, and even water that is also contaminated with the disease. So we can't rule out the issue of people attracting it, but what we want to do is prevent more people attracting the disease.
Has there been any death recorded?
No death has been recorded yet. No death has been recorded yet.
Okay, but in your earlier statement you said it is expected, so how come we couldn't prevent?
Yes, you see, we may try to prevent it, but then since we have different types of people individually, you understand, you can't go getting every individual to do what or to do the right thing. That is the problem. But we issued a statement already since last week, and we were anticipating or were expecting that if people will listen to it and adhere to whatever the do's and the don'ts that we put in that statement, the number of cases or even getting the case will be rare. But as we have seen, the disease has already happened, and we are still trying to sensitize people to be very careful as to the kind of water they drink, the food they eat, and all that. And also, we want to assure the public that, you see, we have this problem of our eateries, that is where we eat. People may think that maybe going to the chowbar is expensive. Some people may think going to the restaurants is expensive, so they can do with anything that is available. But we want to assure the public that the AMA Task Force will be out and will make sure that people selling along open drains and near unsanitary areas, will, their foods will be seized and destroyed. And please, we wouldn't want people to come asking us questions why we're destroying people's food. But because we've already issued several warnings to those people to desist from selling at those